to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we're high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit. And wow, I am besides myself. I am so unbelievably excited. Unbelievably excited because I have two of my favorite people, but a favorite priest of mine, one of my favorites from the Philippines, Father Ray Dagatera, who is the pastor of San Paolo Apostle Parish, St. Paul the Apostle Parish in Tondo, in New Manila. And he is such an incredible holy man in from the Philippines. Welcome to the show, Father.
Thank you very much, Deacon.
It's so great to see you. I have missed you terribly and missed actually the people there. And tell us about the circumstances in Tondo and what is actually going on. I know many of our Filipino listeners know it, but it's interesting. So many of them I talked to, I said, well, have you ever been there? No, I've never been there. You know, and there's reasons for that. Tell us about that area.
Yes, as I've been always thinking, it's always overwhelming for me, Deacon, you know, because since I've been there, really, miracles are unfolding. A lot of miracles are unfolding because I can see how the church is growing. People are coming in, you know. And really, it's few years back, we can say around 20 years ago, it's impossible to have a church like this. You know? But now, with our cooperation of a lot of people, little by little, God is really unfolding and listening to our prayers to have a church like this one.
It is absolutely incredible. Yeah. And Katie Hughes is a fellow missionary, and she's an executive for our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts. And we were both there, right, Katie? Yeah.
Yes, it's amazing what God has done in these past 20 years. The 20-year miracle keeps going. It's just amazing what the Lord is doing there and the faithfulness that God is honoring the faithful there, for sure.
Now, we see poor here, and as part of Spirit-Filled Hearts, we do everything we can to support the poor wherever God sends us. But, you know, as a reminder, the Lord gave me these three dreams. I know people still question it, but I had three dreams. It was as clear to me as this people in front of me. I mean, it was so vivid and so clear to go to the Philippines, to help my people, to minister to my people, to support my people. And so we've had three different missionary trips that Katie has been on, two of them. And we've had these trips in which we're helping the poorest of the poor. But this last trip that we went on, when we went and saw Father Ray, who was transferred there, right?
Yeah,
because you were someplace else before. Mm-hmm. Father Ray, with his big smile on his face, and those on Facebook Live can see that smile, all you said was just get in the car and let me show you. And you took us around, and what did we see, Father, if you could tell our audience what we saw?
You see, I don't like to talk, but I just want to let you see the situations around, you know? And we roam around the squatters area, we call the slums area, and the old Smoky Mountain we have, you know? And we pass by also that area we're in a lot of very difficult situations where our brothers and sisters are living in. And you can see the very inhuman situations there. But in spite of that, you can see the smiles of the people.
It is just absolutely incredible.
Yes.
And Katie, they can come to our website, spiritfulhearts.org, and can they visit and actually see some videos?
Yes, you can. And also, if you'd like to help out with the finishing of San Pablo Apostle Catholic Church in Tondo, we do have a donate button there. And the images are quite moving about what we've done there. And I just have to say, I remember, Father, you would tell us, welcome to paradise. And paradise it was. It was paradise of God's people. Mm-hmm. And in a difficult situation, that was the first thing you really said to us. This is my paradise. It's the people of God.
My brothers and sisters, Jesus is Lord. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am. And he has put us together. And we take a look at Matthew 25. He has put us together to minister to one another. And he tells us very clearly, for I was hungry and you gave me food, thirsty you gave me drink, a stranger and you welcomed me, naked and you clothed me, ill and you cared for me, in prison and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you? And the king will say to them in reply, Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me. Now, I want you to picture, my brothers and sisters, incredible, extreme poverty. When Father mentioned Smoky Mountain, this is a garbage dump. The reason it smokes is the fumes coming out of the garbage. How many people live in Tondo?
Now my parish, according to national statistics, we are 16 villages, like barangays, and my parishioners are 220,000 people.
220,000 people within this parish boundaries in living and selling garbage is essentially what they do for a living. In other words, this is an entire garbage area that, what, from the city of Manila, and yeah, basically it's the huge garbage dump, and 220,000 people live in the garbage dump. Now, is there any crime there, Father?
Yeah,
I'm being facetious now.
We are glad because that dump site were closed, you know, for a few years ago. Now, actually, it's not really 220,000 that they're living in that top of the garbage dump. Because when they remove that, they also remove the people, you know. And then they have this another place to relocate them. So we have around, according to our bishop, who tried to count how many informal settlers we have, so we have around 30,000 informal settlers who are living in near the sea, you know? And many of their children are working in this way. They are also, their own livelihood is they're peeling the garlic, you know? That is still, they're earning around a dollar or two in a day, you know? And that is the only way they survive, you know? With the crimes, it's very unfortunate. We have a lot of crimes there. Almost every day it's happening, you know. And what is sad in a way is that though it's not normal to have all these things happening, but seemingly people are so much adjusted to it that it's just become natural for them, you know, that it happened that way. We have crimes, drugs, a lot of drugs. We have quite a number of prostitutions. Young children are into labor. And I even witnessed some of them are selling their own internal organs. No? So it's sad. No? Another case that I witnessed also is, it's quite surprising for me because I have one or two incident that they have also this surrogate mother. You know, I don't know if you heard this surrogate mother. Mm-hmm. Around 15 to 18 years old. So they were hired. Somebody is hiring them. And then they're implanted. And then this girl will give the baby. And after that, they will just pay. And then they left. No? So how inhuman this treatment of our people there. And you see, I have these two cases when I went there to go back to try to trace them. So maybe because they receive money, I cannot locate them anymore. No. So that's how our situation there.
The title of the show is The Miracle of Tondo. Now, why are we saying that? Because of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon this area that is the poorest of the poor. while they may not be living directly in the garbage dump as they were before, the areas that they're living in is the poorest of the poor as it relates to sanitation. In fact, I know, at least from previous research, that the average age as it relates to death and so forth was in the early 40s. Is that still the case? Yeah, it's still the case. And so there's so much disease. When we were there and we told the taxi cab drivers, you know, where we're going, they said, no, we don't go there. We don't go.
Yeah, until now. Until now. When you go to the airport and you say, that, can you bring to us to Tondo? Yeah, no. We are afraid to go there. No, until now.
It's so sad. And we went there as part of Spirit-Filled Hearts because of our great love. Because, again, the Lord told us, I want you to minister to my people. Mm-hmm. We had been there. We'd been in various other locations, again, seeing a lot of poverty. But nothing like this, Katie. And what was your impression, Katie, when you first saw it?
It was stunning. I think it was so much to take in visually. And the Lord just, you know, hit me with a ton of bricks of, these are my people. And I just started to see them as that, as they are the children of God. And like, how can this be? Like, how can this be? And from this, you know, the stench and the smell and knowing that children are just wandering the streets, you know, I took photos just to help me remember this and to pray for these people, that little babies just walking around, no one around, yeah. and people walking in the streets and, you know, the traffic, it felt like chaos. And I'm like, how can this be?
My brothers and sisters, if you're listening to this show right now, it's because God wants you to hear it. God has you listening because he wants you to help the people of Tondo, the people who are so desperate in need of help. We have committed at Spirit-Filled Hearts a large sum of money, of which we've given a little over half of it already, and we're working on the rest of it. But bottom line, you can help us by going to spiritfilledhearts.org, spiritfilledhearts.org, go under the donate button and put under the Philippines. 100% of the money will go to Tondo, will go to Father Ray. And so that's going to be, again, an ongoing thing that we're committed to. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You're on Empowered by the Spirit. We're going to talk more about the miracle of Tondo and what the current situation is there for St. Paul the Apostle Church. We're going to be right back. Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are back on Empowered by the Spirit with Father Ray Dagatera, who is the pastor of St. Paul the Apostle Church in Tondo, Manila, and Katie Hughes, a fellow missionary. And we're talking about the miracle of Tondo. And at the miracle of Tondo, when we went there, we saw a partial built church that was, what, 20 years in the making, Father?
Yeah. Actually, we started that one in 2008, but the search for the land has been 20 years.
In 20 years for search for land, 10 years for the construction. Mm-hmm. And when we saw Father, well, first of all, stepping back, prior to this church being built, again, as Father Ray had mentioned to us, there's well over about 250,000 people, poor people, who are the poorest of the poor in this parish, and they did not have a church to go to. There was a couple facilities they went to that often got flooded. Tell us about that, Father.
Yeah, we have two churches, Nepo, we call it in Nepo because of the state, and also on the other side of the village, Magsaysay village. No, but we have been here, this parish. By the way, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary next year.
No? Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
And these churches we had is we have a problem for so long because just for 30 minutes, an hour of rain, the water will come and it will be flooded. No, so it would be very difficult for us, even our celebration, mass celebration, other liturgical celebration. So we have to go and to other places to celebrate our liturgical celebration. And because of the flood, we have to look for land. But at that time, it was really impossible to look for a land because it's just a 1 square kilometer area with so dense population and with some factories around, how can we have land? No. But you see, prayers, we keep on praying, and we have this small formula of prayer. Every masses we have, we keep on praying that the Lord will listen to us. But miracle happened, you know. This factory around us suddenly closed, and they transferred to another place. And it was bought by one of big companies there. And part of that was donated to the parish, to the Archdiocese of Manila. And it was really unthinkable for us. How come that this factory closed and they transfer and they gave us this land? No.
Hallelujah. Praise Hallelujah. The Lord. Praise the Lord. No one outdoes God's generosity. Yeah. And so this beautiful land that essentially does not flood as much anyway, yeah, right?
We elevated it.
We elevated it, right. It's just amazing, amazing location and church for 250,000 people in 1 square kilometer. Mm. 1 square kilometer, my brothers and sisters. They're living on top of each other in incredible poverty, and they're looking for hope. And the thing that so impressed me is how many smiles I saw on their faces, the children. Children that often did not have fathers because the father was killed in a gang fight. And so they would come, but still with smiles, looking for hope, looking for Jesus, looking for love. And they are looking to the church. They're looking for this beacon of light. And so that's what this church, St. Paul the Apostle Church in Tondo, in the poor area, is about, a beacon of light.
And you can see how people, little by little, seeing hope, you know, in spite of these very inhuman situations that they were in. You know. Many of them, it was funny in a way, because when I had the celebration, mass celebration in the city jail, because once a month we are asked to celebrate there. And when I went to the city jail, I saw a lot of my parishioners were there.
And it was like an old homecoming. Yeah. Okay.
I told him, well, can we transfer our parish here? Why are you here? No.
Wow.
Because when that time, we have this the war on drugs. No? And really quite a significant number of our people were there. No? And that's why when they're in prison, these children, they don't have father. No. And also, many times a few years ago, when the government started our war on drugs, no? A lot of them became widows. No? Many of them died also at that place.
My brothers and sisters, you know, go to our website, spiritfulhearts.org. And how do they see the videos, Katie?
You can go on our blog. Also, there is on YouTube, you can visit Spirit-Filled Hearts on YouTube and check out our videos about Tondo and our other experiences in the Philippines.
So you have the situation where, as you see these videos, you're going to see flooding. You're going to see children selling garbage. You're going to see incredible poverty. We literally, when Father, you took us around, I don't know if you, I can't remember whether you asked me to roll down the window or not. You did ask me. So he asked me to roll down the window. I lasted 15 seconds.
I think it was less.
Yeah. Okay, I'm giving myself a break. 15 seconds. The smell is beyond comprehension. The stench was beyond comprehension. And this is where they live. This is where they live. And when it rains, which, of course, does it rain in Manila, you know?
It's always raining.
It's always raining. The typhoon, one typhoon after another. When it rains, it floods. So often, the reason why life expectancy is in around 42 years of age is because of the incredible diseases that are there. When the Lord said, help my people, and Father Ray was transferred there, and our Spring Rain Global, that is our partners there in Asia and Philippines, took us to where Father Ray was, and we had met Father Ray previously a couple of different times. I had no idea what to expect. But all I saw was Jesus. Everywhere I went, I saw Jesus. I saw Jesus in your face, as I see now. I saw Jesus in the faces of the children, the faces of the people. I saw people who were in love with Jesus. I saw people who, some of which were considering vocations.
Yeah.
Tell us about the vocations.
And it's funny in a way that I was happy really to see, because in spite of these difficult situations, no, our young people, you meet some of them, Deacon, our sacristans, our acolytes, no, and some of them are already considering entering the priesthood, no, and and we have groups of these young people now. We have this regular session with what we call the searching. And hopefully, we are hoping and praying that many of them will consider also to join our congregation. And recently, we have one or two, yeah, I think two, who joined to the diocese and seminary. No.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, hallelujah.
Yes.
And there was that one... That one young man I met,
it's Mark.
Mark,
yeah.
Namesake after my son, Mark. He asked me about being a deacon, because there's no deacons in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. There are no permanent deacons. There's transitional deacons.
Yeah.
But he asked me about my vocation, and, you know, he was articulate, you know, and it was amazing. You know, he spoke English incredibly well. And very smart, very articulate. Mm-hmm. And you're also helping people make sure that they get educated and so forth.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we have, practically we have a foundation that cater also for our scholarship program. And Marcus is one of them also. And for operation that we have around 35 years of operation of our foundation, we were able to graduate around 3,000 young people who finished the college, no? And you see around 90 to 95% of them, no, who finished the college. I was glad because many of them left Tondo, no, because Tondo is not really their place. I told them, you have a lot of opportunities outside of Tondo. When you finish, then go out and help other people, no. And I was so happy because their siblings, instead of coming in for our scholarship program, now they are the one helping their families, no, and having their good life. It really changed everything in their life when they have this education. And that is why we are pushing also how that they can come out from this poverty, only to give education to them. No. And it was really amazing. You can see the life, how the life of our people, when they finish their college, they have their job, and they have their own house outside of Tondo. And from time to time, they're coming in, especially now that we are celebrating the 50th anniversary, and I hope you can come there for this celebration.
And when's that going to be?
And that will be on November 24th.
No.
Okay. Of this year?
No, that the opening will be this year, and it will be the culmination will be next year.
2020.
1 year celebration.
Oh,
and many
God.
Of them are coming in, no. And I met a lot of them here in the United States recently, and I was so happy and glad that hopefully they will come, and then they're starting now also to help, hopefully. No.
My brothers and sisters, you are called. In John 15:16, it says, it is not you who called me, but yes. I who called you and anointed you to bear fruit that will remain. So whatever I ask of the Father, he may give it to you. You have been called. If you're listening to the show right now, you have been called to make a difference, to make a difference to the poorest of the poor, to make a difference to those that are in need. And there are needs in many places throughout the world. No question about that. But you're listening to this show right now, and I'm just saying to you from the bottom of my heart, I have never seen a bigger need personally than Tondo. And basically what was a huge garbage dump, but still people selling garbage, living in the poorest of the poor, making $1 or $2 per day, if they're fortunate, flooded homes, average life expectancy of about 42 years of age. Absolutely, positively incredible, but there is hope, and the hope is through St. Paul the Apostle Church, but it's through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the author of hope. Jesus Christ is hope. He is the God of hope. Jesus Christ has provided you. And Father, during my diaconate, one of the most impactful things in my 5 years was when the God bless Deacon Frank Chavez, who headed up our program. He just pounded into us in a very loving way this saying, if not you, then who? If not you, then who? And in other words, my brothers and sisters, you have been called. You have been called to make a difference for Tondo. And you can go and make a difference, Katie, in what and how do they do that?
Well, you can visit our website and you can click on Donate to the Philippines. It's a button on our homepage. And all of the money will go to help Father Ray's parish and finish the church there. And hopefully we'll have it done as soon as possible and with God's grace and with your generosity.
And somebody out there is going to donate $1 million U.S. The Lord just gave that to me. The Lord is giving me that someone out there is, I don't know when it's going to be, but is going to, through the Holy Spirit. And what will that $1 million do? It will help transform this entire area through education. You know, what we want to do at part of Spirit-Filled Hearts is we want to build a school. You know, because I'm not sure, is there a school per se there? Or?
We have a school that is under the Archdiocese of Manila. No, but indeed we are really in need also of having a Catholic school in
right.
that place.
Right, we can have a Catholic school because the education makes such a huge difference. My brothers and sisters, we're going to talk more about the miracle of Tondo and how again God is transforming it by transforming your heart. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You're on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You're back on Empowered by the Spirit. And at the break, we were talking about my $1 million prophecy. There is somebody out there that can actually write that check, and you can donate again to spiritfulhearts.org under the donate button. You can call or email me at deaconsteve@spiritfulhearts.org, and we can work with you. Again, we are a 501c3, so we are 100% tax deductible. As a nonprofit, and bottom line is this, you know, to make a difference is such an incredible gift. My brothers and sisters, I have been involved in helping out charities and helping out churches and helping build churches and homes for those who are off the streets, and as many of you have. But for me, it's like, you know, I think of the parable of the rich man that filled his barns. And he said, now I can eat, drink, and be merry because I prepared. You know, so many of us, not all of us, but some of us at least, have riches in financial riches as it relates to money in the bank that you could be using for the poorest of the poor. And this man that built these, that had the grain in the barns and so forth said, you know, now I'm all set. And what did Jesus say to him?
Now I will take your life.
He said, tomorrow you die, you fool. For tomorrow, you know, you die. And so the bottom line is this. You don't know. None of us know, you know, what we have in terms of time on earth. But we do know that if we're here now, we have an opportunity to make a difference. I can't think of something that is more meaningful to me than this area. And Father Ray, who is the pastor of St. Paul the Apostle, we have the 100% support of an incredible, incredibly holy man, wonderful man, and that's Cardinal Tagle. Cardinal Tagle appeared on a video that we have at Spiritful Hearts, and they can see that on our website, right, Katie?
Yes, and on YouTube.
And on YouTube, you can check his saying, thanking Spirit-Filled Hearts, thanking me personally. And Cardinal Tagle is 100% behind this parish, behind Tondo. Tell us about that, Father.
And we are so grateful with Cardinal Tagle, a holy man. He has been there with us since the beginning of our construction. And even the previous cardinal, Cardinal Rosales, who received the donation of the land, and then now Cardinal Tagle is the one helping us a lot of our initiatives. Almost every activities we have, the opening, the groundbreaking, Cardinal Tagle was there. And until now, Cardinal Tagle is really pushing us, helping us, supporting us, seeking always what can we do with this parish, you know. And I'm so grateful with Cardinal Tagle with this, you know. And recently, we have also the blessing, you know, again of the bells. The bells arrived already.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
And Cardinal Tagli was there to bless the bells, you know. And he told us that this is the only parish that I'm always coming here for the blessing.
Oh, it is amazing. And it has a beautiful baptistry, too, right?
Yeah. We're waiting for that.
Yeah, we're working on the
baptistry. But it has doors on the back with our Spirit-Filled Hearts logo on it.
Yeah,
because we're so proud of this church and, mm-hmm. and what it means. Now, interestingly enough, we're going on a pilgrimage to Italy. And I know Katie's going on a pilgrimage to Italy, and I'm going on a pilgrimage to Italy, and we're visiting Verona. You know, and it's, you know, sono Italiano, you know, I'm Italian, and with great pride for Italy and so forth and the people of Italy. And somehow I'm going to Italy and seeing your order, the Canossians there. You know, how did they end up in Italy?
Actually, our founder is coming from Verona, Magdalene of Canossa. No,
I knew I liked this order.
And it is she's from Verona. Now, even until now, you can see. Hopefully, Father Carlo, our general superior,
I believe I'm seeing.
He can bring you there in the Palace of Canossa in Verona, Italy.
Oh, wow, wow!
So that is where our founders and our congregation, as the male congregation, the Canossian Fathers, we are founded in Venice, Italy. You know, where now.
Venezia,
see. So now where you can see the train station of Santa Lucia, that is the first house of the Canossian Fathers.
Oh, fantastic, yeah. Fantastic. And why did you choose to be a Canossian priest?
It was really a blessing to me because actually I can see that the Lord is the one choosing me.
Amen.
And he's not the one really... I'm not the one asking him. What I'm just begging at that time is that, Lord, just bring me where I can be happy, that I can have meaning in my life. No, I finished my college. I am a civil engineer, and I've been working before I entered the seminary. No? And with my own background, I can see a lot of people are suffering. The one working with me when we have projects, no? And I was thinking, Lord, how can I be with these people? And just tell me where can I go? No. It was my sister who was interested to join the Canossian Sisters who brought me there.
Wow.
And she asked me, just come and you help us to play the guitar because we are having our prayer meeting.
Wait a minute. Have we heard him play the
we
guitar?
We have not heard you
We
play
have
it.
Not heard you.
We've been holding
Get the guitar
home.
Out. Get the guitar out.
No.
Oh, Jammin' Jimmy G, where is our guitar?
Next
we
time
missed
we
out. Oh, my goodness.
So I
praise
was
the Lord.
I was the one animating at the time when I was in college. No? And I was sad because it was my sister who was interested to join the Canossian Sisters. But I am the one who became a priest. And my sister got married.
She got married, but I'm sure she's a very holy woman, too.
She was the one who brought me there.
Now, where's the name Canossian come from?
It comes from two words, cani and ossa. So it is the name of a noble family. No?
Okay.
In Canossa, if you remember during the olden times, when you say, go to Canossa. So it means also that you go and repent. No?
Interesting. Interesting.
So that was the olden times during the time of Matilda and the Pope and the King. The King went there and he was asked to go to Canossa. No? Mm. Now the Canossa is a family, a noble family. And it means that the two words is cani and ossa. It means dog and bone. No?
Dog bone.
Yeah, dog bone, you can see. But I try to interpret that one as really a symbol of a dog is a symbol of loyalty. Because dog is very, very loyal.
Yes.
And bone is a symbol of firmness. No?
Yes.
Principle. No? So if you want to become a Canossian, then you have to be principled and also firm, loyal. Our Lord.
Now, on our show, Empowered by the Spirit, Father, we are constantly asking for vocations. And the reason for that is because I believe through the power of the Holy Spirit, just like I believe in that $1 million donation coming to you, that people listening, our listeners, there are a number of people that are considering vocations into the priesthood, into the diaconate, to become a sister or other types of brother, other types of vocations. Tell us about vocations as Kenosians and what would they do?
Recently, especially in the West, in Italy, our vocation is really going down, and that is, it happens to almost everybody there. But on the other part of the world, like in Asia, in Africa, in India, we have a quite good number of flourishing vocation.
Praise the Lord.
And thank God. Right now, we have counting also all the theologians from the aspire theologians, novitiate. We have also apostolancy and also aspirancy. We have quite a number, around 35 seminarians.
Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, now, what about in United States? Is there an opportunity if one of our listeners say, you know what, I want to serve the poor. I want to make a difference. I want to serve Jesus. I want to really investigate becoming a Kenosian father. What do they do?
For me, I just want, like what I did to you, come and see.
Is there a place for them to call in the United States? Is there a website?
Yeah. You can access to our website also of our foundation, which I will be also posting this one, the www.bakitakanosapdo.org. And you can see also our activities, and you can call us, you can write letters, even email. We have also email at the back, and I have my also email, personal email, reynaldodagitera@yahoo.com. And we can have also these possibilities to accommodate you. Some we have recently, some of our volunteers coming from different places who just exposed having interest of
is there any in the United States, any of your order in the United States?
Probably we don't have here yet. No.
Okay, so you can be the first. You can be the first in the United States, or certainly go other places in the world too if you'd like. And go ahead.
Yeah, by the way, we have Kenosian sisters here in the United States.
Okay.
So you can go to Sacramento. They have a house in Sacramento, and also in San Francisco. And they have their provincialate in New Mexico.
All right. So we've got the sisters working here in California and New Mexico. We need to have Kenosian priests here because I am so moved by this order. And with God, all things are possible. Amen?
Everything is possible.
Everything's possible. So why not have Kenosian priests here? Go ahead, Katie.
Well, if you missed any of the information, you can also get in contact with Father Ray or any information about vocations or donations at spiritfilledhearts.org. And you can email us any inquiry or message you have for Father Ray at info@spiritfilledhearts.org, info@spiritfilledhearts.org.
My brothers and sisters, God is good.
Amen. Amen. All the time.
And all the time. And God is so good that he brought us together to meet Father Ray, to be in Tondo, to make a difference in whatever we can do. Because, and we want to tell this story here right after the break as it relates to the miracle of Tondo for us and what happened. Because I'll be candid with you. When I showed up in Tondo, I mean, I really didn't know what to expect. I mean, I had no idea. I didn't go there with the idea of saying, oh, well, we're going to commit X amount, right? I mean, and there's no way, I mean, I showed up. We already had made a huge commitment to sister. And essentially help fund a home for kids off the street.
Yeah.
So I already was way overcommitted. and then we show up and, God is the God of miracles.
That's true. That's true.
God is the God of miracles. And when we open our hearts to those miracles, incredible things happen. And Katie, when we showed up, I mean, were you feeling like I was feeling that there was something special about to happen?
It was definitely God's hand, the anointing on what we were about to experience. And we had already experienced something, but there was just this anointing of God was going to do something. And there was this great anticipation.
So I want you to come right back right after our break, because we're going to talk about specifically the miracle of Tondo. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you're on Empowered by the Spirit. Hello, everyone. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit with Father Ray D'Agatera, who is the pastor of St. Paul the Apostle Church in Tondo, the poorest of poor area of Manila. For those that are Filipino, I mentioned the word and Tondo, and everyone knows what it is. Most people have not been there because the crime and the stench and everything is so great. But there's 250,000 people in this parish, St. Paul the Apostle, living in 1 square mile. They had gotten land. They started to build a church. The little church areas they had were flooding. We showed up at Spirit-Filled Hearts, and Father quickly said, let me just take you for a little ride. We come riding around the area, Smoky Mountain, 15 seconds down, rolling down the window. The stench was so great. I could not believe the poverty. I could not believe the garbage. I could not believe the pain and suffering that was there, even though there are many smiles. But, you know, average life expectancy at 42. And so when he showed us this kind of partially built church that they've been trying to build for the last 20 years, they'd gotten land, 10 years of construction. And Father, who to me, you know, is the embodiment of Jesus, you know, looks at us, and he wasn't trying to, he was just being honest and saying, we have no money. We've run out of money. I'm going to have to tell the construction workers that we can't afford them. And what happened at that point? We were all together, right? And somehow God took over and we had a little bit of seed money. What happened at that point, Father?
That was really an inspiration. At that point, even I myself was asking, Lord, what can I do? This is your church. No? Our previous parish priest turned over this big project. How we can finish this one? No? And lo and behold, you came. And with that simple seed money that we have, which we are still keeping, and that is the memory that we have to put it in there, little by little, no, people are coming in, helping us with your help also, and we continue the work that we have.
So we were able to raise, thanks to you and those listening in that donated already, we thank you. We could use more donations. We have sent $60,000 U.S., yeah. And again, that's the money goes a lot further. We committed, though, to $115,000, which is what the Holy Spirit gave us at that particular time. So we're looking for, again, another $55,000. And you can donate because God has you listening. 100% of your money will go to St. Paul the Apostle Church. And how do they donate, Katie?
Well, you can donate at our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. There's a button on our homepage. If you want to send it by check or have a special foundation you want to send it through, please email info@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's info@spiritfilledhearts.org. And we will connect with you and be blessed to take the money to help Father Ray and the people of Tondo.
And we are a 501c3, 100% tax deductible. We will give you our tax ID number, or you can get it on the website, correct?
Yes.
And it is on our website. So this money, you know, I mean, tell us about where the money is going. I mean, certainly it's going for continued construction of the church, but how else is the money being used?
You know, as I told you, I was almost giving up what to do with this project that we have. No, and miracle happened. You came and you sent us a huge amount. We were able to continue to finish the inside the church, you know? And also that ambo we have, that big ambo we have, and you stand before
right,
it.
Right, right.
And that's
beautiful.
Your ambo. We call it. That's ambo.
Deacon Steve's ambo. Yeah.
And we were able to, the front of our church, we were able to finish that one. Now it's a little bit beautiful. People can enter without really having their foot dirty, and also the church. And we were able to, little by little, even our under the church, we were able to finish that one, the windows that we have, and also part of it, we were able to have the bells.
Praise the Lord. And so, Cardinal Tagli's been there twice at least.
No, not twice.
More than twice.
More than twice. That is, he told us, this is the only church that I keep on coming,
praise
keep on blessing.
Lord. He keeps blessing it, yes. And so forth. And so we want to finish the church, the baptistry, yeah, and so yeah. forth, and finish the church. But beyond that, again, because the Holy Spirit told us that there is a donor out there that's going to give $1 million, and we stand and believe. Yes. That's the gift of yeah. prophecy.
Amen.
Amen. And 1 Corinthians 12 talks about that gift of prophecy and the word of knowledge. And so the bottom line is this. Again, you can give it to spiritfulhearts.org, and we 100% of it will go directly to St. Paul, the Apostle Church in Tondo, and the people of Tondo. Think about a legacy, my brothers and sisters, that will leave. Think about a legacy, because what God has put in my heart is that we need to build a school there. And the reason why is because we have to educate those people, you know, and when we educate them, they have the opportunity to get out of Tondo, the opportunity to get jobs, to go elsewhere in the Philippines and elsewhere in the world to get jobs. And that's what's so important, right, Father? Your thoughts?
Yeah. Recently, Cardinal Tagli wrote to us a letter of assisting also, and hopefully we can really build a school. You know? Now we have only a kindergarten, and little by little we started to have grade 1, and hopefully we can reach just grade 6. You know? Very essential for the foundation, Catholic foundation, for the children that we have. You know? And right now we have a small space. You know? And hopefully we can really build a school for them. You know?
Now, people love to do directed donations, okay, specific donations. So I'm putting you on the spot here. Through the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, how much would a school cost, U.S. dollars?
Right now, we're thinking of putting a 25 million pesos to build that school. You know,
so we're gonna translate that into U.S. dollars. We're going to divide that by 52.2. Our producer, yeah. Michael Amola, is on it right now. Mm-hmm. And we'll get that to you in a second, because someone is going to be donating $1 million U.S., you know, and don't know when and how and so forth, but that's what's going to be, you know, particularly excited. So, Michael, the drum roll, and what is that? Okay, $485,000, so well within the $1 million range. So $485,000 is going to build this school, and that is just so important, because the school represents about 250,000 Catholics within 1 kilometer, and to get education. And what would be your dream as it relates to this education? I mean, how many grades would it go?
We're thinking now just to reach grade 6, from kindergarten to grade 6. And we are hoping that quite a number of them can really enter, because we have a problem for Catholic schools. We have a lot of public schools. But really, the foundation of our faith, it has to start with our school, you know? And we keep on dreaming that children can have really a good Catholic foundation as they grow.
And quite frankly, you know, because I love the dream, right? How big is your God, my brothers and sisters? How big is your God?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we love to dream, and there's no reason why we cannot go all the way through high school, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, or college and whatever. But let's just say through high school right now.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about the schools in the Philippines. I mean, do they go through 12th grade as they do here, or is it different?
Yeah. Right now, we have also 12 years, 12th grade. No, we are having that one recently, a few years ago. For us, we have a scholarship program. We are sending them to the Catholic and to the government schools, you know, because there it's free, you know, and that's why it's easier for them to enter there. When we have the private schools like Catholic schools, it's quite expensive, because we don't have any subsidy in a way to support, really, to pay the teachers to run the schools, you know.
But we have the ability, again, through your donations, if you would like to direct it directly to this school, this budding school, because right now there's kindergarten, what I heard you say.
Yeah.
And so they need subsidy as it relates to the students, the teachers, materials, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in working in the Philippines, there was a certain dollar amount, you know, that we were given. Do you know roughly what the cost is per student?
We have for elementary school, we have around for to send to school for elementary, we are asking $350 a year. Dollars. For high school, we have around $450. And for college, we have around $550.
So $350 for elementary, $450 for high school, $550 for college.
If you
would like to donate and sponsor a child, go to...
You can go to spiritfilledhearts.org. And you can send us a donation through the button, or if you want to make a more specific donation, email us info@spiritfilledhearts.org, info@spiritfilledhearts.org.
My brothers and sisters, God is calling you to make a difference, by saying yes to Him, by using your time, talent, and treasure to make a difference. You'll never regret it.
Yeah.
You'll never regret it. God loves a cheerful giver, right? And we see that straight out of Scripture. And when you're cheerful and you're giving of your time and your talent and treasure, it makes a difference. Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6. Consider this, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined without sadness or compulsion. For the Lord loves a cheerful giver. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. I have found that as you look at the fruit of the Holy Spirit, as you look at and found in Galatians 5:22 and 23, of love, of joy, of peace, of patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. There's another one in there called generosity. I have found that the fruit of generosity leads to greater love, leads the greater joy, leads the greater peace. And the reason for that is because that's the one that people want the least. Everyone wants, give me more love, give me more joy, give me more hope, give me more whatever, but not necessarily give me more generosity. People go, I have a joke saying where people will say, well, I don't want to be selfish, so I'll take all those fruits, but you can keep the generosity one, you know. But, you know, I mean, the reality is, in my personal life, I have found that the more generous I have, the closer I get to God. Your thoughts on that?
That's true. That's true. Because, you see, when we are generous enough, we are putting a space for the Lord in our heart. You know? We are keeping always a space for the Lord in our heart. You know?
Amen. When we're generous, God is in our hearts.
Yeah.
Father, it's been wonderful having you on the show, and the miracle of Tondo is continuing.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much, Katie.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
It's a blessing. Thank you, Father Ray.
Thank you very much, Katie.
Father, could you give us a blessing?
Lord, we thank you once again for your greatness, for your love for all of us. Though we are sinners, though we are limited, though we commit a lot of mistakes, but with your mercy and love, your great love for all of us, is always giving us this beautiful hope, compassion, and giving us always this chance once again to be an instrument of your grace for our people. And we are also asking you, Lord, to strengthen us in our resolve, to allow our hearts that the flow of your grace will be always and continue for our people, especially those who are that you are giving us, especially in our parish of Tondo. Amen.
We thank you, we praise you, and we worship you, Lord Jesus Christ. May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You've been on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be with you next week at the same time.
Amen.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio.